The subcommittee we talked about did not take a position at all.
No, we didn't.
Did not take a position.
That's having, the point.
Having said that...
Then let him speak.
Secondly, whatever history where it's written this way or the other does not preclude us from taking a vote and making a recommendation to the national board. And just finally, I mean, at the risk of sounding crass, Mr. Chair, that's what I was suggesting on the front end. Is that we
table this. Does that need
let him finish, let him finish his comment.
Notification. Can we table this?
Is that a motion?
Yes, we've gone
over.
And then 45 minutes ago, you said the task force has, and they promised to give us a report.
A point of order.
Come on.
Tom, you're out of order. Eric has the floor.
I got a point of order, Chair.
Mr. Chair, there's a motion on the floor.
Wait, hold up, Eric. Lawrence has a point of order.
Yeah, can folks not, you know, speak out without being recognized? And you can't make a motion until you're recognized. You just can't try to take the floor and make a motion.
The motion was brought up about 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm guilty of that. I did that, so I apologize and I wait until my turn.
Okay, so Eric has the floor.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I made the motion. It appeared that there might be a substitute motion, and then somebody. But the bottom line is saying the committee met and did not take a position for whatever reason, quorum, lack of quorum. I'm suggesting that does not preclude us from making a recommendation to the national office, in as much as the issues here seem pretty clear. It's not a gray area. I mean, I would concur that if there's a prepackaged production, that it doesn't, it's an exception to what I was discussing. But it occurs to me it's very appropriate for it to be not only to be before this group, this committee, but we are in a strong position to go ahead and make a recommendation to the national. And I have a motion on the floor to that effect, and I'm asking that you allow the motion to be voted on.
Now, Eric, I'm going to rule this motion out of order for the reasons I gave a few minutes ago. The committee, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that the committee, the task force was formed. It met once, and that's it. So I don't think that if you form a task force, you assume that it's going to have some life. It's not just going to meet once. We haven't heard a report from it, much less a recommendation. to make a motion about a conclusion at this time, I think, is precipitous, and therefore I'm ruling it out of order.
Okay, what had happened is that this was... I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, may I speak? May I respond? Yes,
Are we in any kind of I don't know, in a stack or something? Because it's a back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think Adriana has a good point. Plus, it's 10:15. We have another agenda item. I think we should move on to the other item for at least 15 minutes.
Point of information. So
I'm suggesting that I think we're out of time and need to move on. Maybe somebody should make a motion to that.
I call for orders of the day, which means we would go on to the next item.
Okay.
Point of order,
Chair. Well, we're moving on to the next item. Which is
point of order, Point of order.
Yes, okay, point of order.
So in committee, you cannot call for orders of the day. And plus, we still haven't disposed of your ruling. I mean, I think it would be fair and acting in good faith if we took a vote on your ruling, and then we can move on to the next item.
Well, I think, that's a good point, Lawrence. I think you're correct.
Is that Lawrence that was speaking?
Yeah.
Nancy on the stack.
Adriana.
Okay, so I'm going to recognize who was it, Nancy and then Adriana, but I would suggest that you all speak to Lawrence's point of order.
Or your motion to call his motion out of order.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Adriana, then Nancy.
No, Nancy first.
Well, Adriana was way before you, actually.
Go ahead, if you think so. I don't remember.
And that's why Benito asked for someone's defense.
Well, somebody speak. I don't remember myself. Whoever
Adriana was next,
ahead.
And then Nancy.
Adriana.
Okay. I think that it's true that the motion is out of order because, to start with, if this committee decides that we'll have a working group, and the working group, the idea of a working group is making a research and came back to the foundation, to the committee with some findings. I mean, couldn't be that then somebody, you didn't have enough people there, you have one meeting, and then everybody decide to make their own motions. First of all, from that point of view, I think that your calling the motion out of order makes sense because, you know, couldn't be make a motion that way. But on the other hand, we need to be careful. Why we start discussing something if we don't go? The results will allow us.
Wait,
fine.
Hours.
Oh, my God.
Thomas, you need
somebody.
To do.
Point of order, Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
If you're going to speak and call us bloviators or whatever you're going to do, would you please mute your phone so we can continue our conversation on the call?
I apologize.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Dennis. You know, the point is exactly that. I mean, the research. The working group is supposed to research if we legally, and I believe that is done already, we don't need a motion because that is already clear, but the research will allow that. The working group will realize if any legislation or not, if that is clear or not, if it's legal or not. I mean, why we start without the research? We start making motion. On what? If we didn't do even the research to know if that is possible or not, or is already some rules about the issue that I believe that they are, but doesn't matter.
Mr. Chair, may I go to the spec?
No, Nancy is next.
Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Because we're voting, this is Alan, because we're voting on your motion to call it out of order, and Adriana just spoke for the chair, Nancy Sabarnar told me speaking against the decision of the chair. If not, maybe we should just move on and take a vote on your decision, Mr. Chair.
Maybe you better listen to Nancy before.
Well, I made a ruling.
That was my question. Thank you.
Yeah, I made a ruling. It's on if Eric or someone else wants to challenge the ruling of the chair, they should do so. And we should hear it, and then we should take a vote. So we need to move on because it's 10:20.
So point of information, does Nancy Sabarnar or Tomi want to support the chair or not? If not, we should go to Eric.
Well, I appreciate what you're trying to help us move along, but I think we need to allow Nancy to speak whatever she wants to say.
Point of order, Chair.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, point of order. I just got a quick point of order.
Okay, point of order and Nancy.
Eric has already advocated for his position. I don't think that, you know, hearing from again is going to make any difference. So I would suggest that you move on and close the sack after Nancy.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Chair, I just
Nancy,
need
then we got to move on, folks.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I just needed literally 7 seconds to respond.
Nancy is next, Eric. After her, if you want to challenge the ruling, you should say so, and then we'll take a vote. Otherwise, we're going to hear from Nancy.
Understood.
Then we're going to hear from you, and then we're going to move on.
Understood.
Nancy.
Yes. I had asked by email, but maybe my email did not get to everybody, but I had suggested that these three volunteers, Lawrence, Eric, and Jim, they wanted to have a working group, and then they met, but they decided to cancel because nobody else joined them. And I want them to know that nobody else is going to join them unless they want to. So they volunteered. They should do some research before reserving or having me reserve time for a working group meeting. Otherwise, it's exactly like tonight and like the last month. They haven't brought anything. They haven't found anything new. Better do some research on your own and then ask the committee to schedule a working group meeting with just the three of you. Otherwise, we're just spending Pacifica money for just what? Is it going to come out of your thinking or creativity? And Virginia Browning had said that there is a programming release form on the website of KTFA, and it just says minutes from one of the 2004 LSB meetings that the program belongs to the programmer. It is commodity or real estate, and it's too vague, too light, and it doesn't really solve our problem. And about the problem about spending a lot of money, a lot of programmers spend a lot of their time and money on their shows, but it's still the property.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. She's out of order. She's not arguing your call as chair. She's arguing the motion instead of arguing for or against your call.
Okay, so folks, I have ruled this motion out of order. I've asked three times at least, does anyone want to challenge the ruling of the chair?
Well, no, you didn't give me the opportunity. I do.
Well, go ahead, Eric. You're the last person that's going to speak on this.
Yeah. I'm suggesting this was originally on the docket.
Eric, are you challenging the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy, can you conduct a vote?
Mr. Chair, can you let him finish speaking?
What did you say, Teresa?
I'm asking if you can let him finish speaking. He said, and the chair said he would let him speak. I'd like him to finish.
I'm asking him, is he challenging the ruling of the chair? He said yes.
Well, there was a point of order here as well, if I may. The working group at this point has reneged. I mentioned at the time.
Eric, we're not discussing this any further.
We just got some misinformation, and I think it needs clarification.
I have not heard anyone challenge the ruling of the chair.
I said twice I'm challenging. I don't know if there's.
Nancy, please conduct the vote. A vote yes is to uphold the ruling of the chair. A no is to disagree with the ruling of the chair. So please conduct the vote.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was the end? Yes, disagrees with the chair.
Yes means to uphold the ruling. No means to challenge, to agree with to disagree with the ruling.
Okay, and the ruling of the chair is to end the
declare the motion out of order.
Oh, declare. Okay. Declare motion, Eric's motion, out of order. Okay.
We are voting.
And therefore out of order.
So yes means agree with the ruling of the chair that the
yes, he's agreeing with the ruling of the chair. It's nothing else. We know what the chair just said.
Please call the roll.
Exactly.
Okay. Virginia Browning, how do you vote? Virginia? Virginia Browning, can I hear you? Next is Rodrigo Argueto. Rodrigo, cannot hear you. Ronald?
No.
No. Okay. Ronald votes no. Lawrence?
I vote yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Yes, uphold the ruling of the chair. Okay. Lawrence votes yes. Janet Coleman? Janet, cannot hear you. John Riley? John Riley cannot hear you. Yes, I know that. Serene, cannot hear you, Serene. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes, uphold the chair.
Yes, uphold the chair. Teresa upholds the chair. Alan, cannot hear you. Adriana?
Yes.
Yes, upholds the ruling of the chair. Okay, Mike Lewis? Mike, cannot hear you. Okay, Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes, upholds the ruling of the chair. Okay, Benito?
I have to wait.
Pass. Okay. Benito,
pass. I have to wait till the end.
Yeah, wait till the end. I'm sorry. Eric Ramey?
No.
No. Eric votes no. Thomas?
Abstain. Abstain.
Abstain. Abstains. Thomas abstains. Okay, and there's one more. Isn't there? No, that's all.
Yourself. Oh, yeah, you can't vote.
Oh, no, I don't have a vote.
Okay, so what's the vote, Nancy?
Okay. 4 yes, 2 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, well, obviously, I'm going to vote in favor of my ruling, so 4 plus myself equals 5. 5, 2, 1. Now, look at this, folks. It's 10:28. I'm going to suggest that if folks want to discuss programming, someone has to make a motion to extend the time. Otherwise, we might as well hang it up.
Sir, this is Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to move to a stand for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Hello, this is Mike Lewis from KPFT.
Yes. Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, just to let you know, I'm helping the pledge drive at the station. That's why I'm fortunately had to join this conference late.
That's okay.
That's fine.
We understand. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
So, you're welcome. Okay, we have a motion to extend for 10 minutes. What's your pleasure, folks?
I have no objection.
Is there any objection?
No objection.
No objection.
Okay, no, any objection last time?
Nope.
That's fine. I don't hear no objection. So, Nancy, we got 10 minutes. So, Teresa, you brought this issue, so why don't you just go ahead and present?
Well, I suggest that we not make any motions tonight because, obviously, from the last matter, that I think that it would just be a slippery, I don't think this committee, I don't think this committee is ready to vote on something like this, but I would be happy to discuss underwriting if anyone has any questions.
Well, personally, I'm just going to comment that I think we only got 10 minutes, folks. I think Teresa is correct. Maybe we should listen to what she's saying. Let's not waste time on motions. Let's just try to deal with a concept. unless you're going to expand again.
Point of information, Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy.
Did everybody receive those KPFT old minutes where they voted for a nonprofit underwriting and then they called it ethical sponsorship? Did y'all get those minutes? Okay.
When did you send them?
Many times, two times. So the last time was maybe last week, maybe, or?
Okay.
Okay, I'll resend it. And it.
KPFT, Nancy?
Yeah, KPFT minutes, and the criteria for ethical sponsorship, it has to be a nonprofit, has to have a mission that's similar, you know, three or four requirements. Okay, I will send it again because I heard that Benito, you hadn't received it or something like that on the August 21st meeting when I was listening to it, that you hadn't received anything, and I don't know if the email was working or not. Anyway, I resent it. I will resend it again.
Adriana?
I really appreciate that, Nancy.
And you send it to all of us?
Everybody, yes.
Yeah, could you send that to me again, Nancy, because I didn't receive it.
Yeah, okay. I will send to the individual emails and to Progress, both, to make sure, because that's what I did this time. Okay, and Adriana had her
point of information.
Yeah, Adriana.
Yes. I really appreciate what Nancy's doing, but it's true. If she doesn't send individual, I don't think that we will receive it. But what I'm trying to do is to listen. Teresa said that she can talk to us about this issue, and I really want to give her the time to give us information about this issue before, you know, we teach us something.
Teresa, you want to make a presentation?
I can only say that there is an issue right now that has been before the national board. Our current executive director is pretty well acquainted with the concept of underwriting because he was the general manager of a station that did extensive underwriting. I've also spoken with someone with KUNM who does extensive underwriting, not just for commercial companies, but also for nonprofits, because even some nonprofits have money for spreading the information about what they do or you know, soliciting, you know, input from the community as to what you want or trying to provide a service to the community. So there is an issue before the PNB at this time because our affiliate stations, over 170 affiliate stations that we have, they want what they call ethical underwriting. They want to conduct underwriting because money is very tight, and rather than go under, they could use this as a way to generate money. And to keep the doors open. And so this is an item that is being discussed. It has gone back to the executive director and the affiliate director, and she has, Ursula Rudenberg, the affiliate director, has sent a proposal to the PNB for underwriting for the affiliates, which is very different than underwriting for our sister stations. And her proposal involves a committee to vet or review the work of the potential underwriters to see if it is in line with the Pacifica mission. Of course, it will never be perfectly in line with the Pacifica mission because it would be different organizations that want the underwriting, but there is a
someone making ruffling papers or something. Could you mute, please?
So anyway, there's underwriting, and then there's underwriting where you have an intent from the very beginning that the organization that that wants to do the underwriting has a mission that's in line with Pacifica. So that's what I'd like to discuss. So,
anyone?
Yeah, just as long as we can keep the big corporations out putting their agenda on our station.
Like Lawrence asked a little while ago or reminded us, the folks need to be recognized, so to speak. So who's next?
Lawrence to the sec.
Lawrence.
Okay, so I saw Ursula Rudenberg, and I hope I'm not chopping that name up.
No.
And I apologize if I am. But I saw her presentation, I think you did too, Benito and Jim Brown, at the Washington, D.C. in-person P&B meeting. And I'm a little concerned with it. And I don't know if what Teresa's talking about is the same thing, or if Ursula's proposal a little different now, and that she's asking for us to come up with a working group to take a look at this. I'm really concerned about underwriting because of our mission and because of our independence as a fiercely independent network that speaks truth to power. So if Teresa could answer that question that I just asked, and then I'd like to remain on the stack real quick.
Do I understand your, just clarification, do I understand you to be asking how can we do this and remain independent? Is that the issue?
Yeah, and Teresa said that Ursula proposed made another proposal, and I'd like to know what that proposal is. If Teresa could answer that, I would appreciate it.
Who is this asking the question? Is this Lawrence Brady?
Lawrence.
Okay. Well, Ursula had information that she had sent to the national board, and she was asked, I think kind of at the last minute, to give a presentation to the finance committee. Finance committee had questions, and I think their questions primarily had to do with, you know, how it was going to be paid for. And her program was not for the sister station, it was for the affiliate stations, and a service to the affiliate stations, just like we provide the service of AudioPort. AudioPort is a way for the affiliate stations to have news shows that from shared, you know, to cut and paste news shows together from different sources, so they don't, if they don't have the money to pay for a news department on their own, that is a service to them, and underwriting would be a service to them. So I need to differentiate. This is not, what she's talking about was not a service to the Pacifica sister stations or the associate station. The national board had their questions and asked her to get with the executive director and present it again. We have not seen the second presentation.
No, I just wanted to.
Benito, don't interrupt her yet, because she's.
I understand, but I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to let us know it's 39 after. So if somebody don't make a motion right now to extend, we're going to have to close.
Yeah, time.
I move that we adjourn. That we not extend, but I would be happy to have anyone contact me. If anyone has questions, feel free to email me or call me, and I would be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Nancy. Can we make a date for the next meeting?
Please. Well, you know, we've been using the last Friday of the month, is that correct?
Third or fourth Monday, or Friday, yeah.
That'll go into the holiday in November. No, October. I'm sorry. Forget it. I'm thinking of November.
Yeah, I'll do. My concern is that Friday, if possible. I'm just saying that. I don't care what Friday it is. They don't work. But y'all decide what you want to do, whatever you want to do.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Can I be recognized?
Yeah.
I'd like us to keep the last Friday of the month, if possible.
We have 5 Fridays in October, and one of them is the 30th, the day before Halloween. Is that a problem with anybody?
This is Alan. I do not want to keep you from having your meeting, but I will be working until about 9 o'clock that night. That is the last day of early voting in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't we do the 23rd?
That's the fourth Friday.
I think we should skip next month because of the elections. This is Ronald.
No. I mean, the 23rd, it doesn't interfere with the election. The 30th does, because it's in Texas, they're having an election. So.
Well, Nancy, do you
have the calendar?
Before you do, Lawrence, let's check the calendar.
Okay, yeah,
yes.
You're right.
It's open. All the Fridays in October are open.
All Fridays are open, so Lawrence has a motion.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we meet on October 23rd, a Friday, at the same time, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I reluctantly agree. I don't like Fridays, but I agree.
Well, I appreciate it.
This Ronald, I agree.
So is there any objection?
Okay.
I'm hearing
hoping
none,
that Nancy Saibara gives me a reminder call earlier in the day.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, this meeting started at 9:25. That means it took 55 minutes to reach quorum. I don't know about y'all, but I think it's pretty obvious that these Fridays simply don't work. So let's go on and try it again.
Well, are we adjourned, Mr. Chair?
I'm just going to say, just give me a second, Teresa. I'm just going to say, next month, I'm not waiting 55 minutes to reach quorum.
Aye, aye.
This committee made a decision months ago that we would work or wait or try up to 30 minutes. If we don't meet quorum by 30 minutes, it's over. And that's exactly what I'm doing. As an individual, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I encourage every one of us to, you know, call a friend and remind them about the meeting. I also encourage the subcommittee to meet and for people to have some preparation done if we're going to discuss any certain topic, unless we're just going to have a discussion, a roundtable, or problem-solving, brainstorming session. If you expect any resolutions to come for the committee, somebody should probably do some advanced preparation. And if it's involving the ownership of programs, I suggest that the subcommittee contact some of our professional program directors to get information in advance.
This is Jim. May I speak?
The meeting's over. We can talk as long as you want.
One misunderstanding is that when we met, we were under the impression that there was more than 3 people on the committee. That's the only reason we didn't discuss anything, because we didn't want to leave anyone out.
Oh, well, you were under the wrong impression, I think.
Well, I don't know that.
In the recording, only 3 were interested in that. Y'all 3.
Let me make a suggestion. Can I make a suggestion? if I may, Nancy, can you send? Well, who's coordinating this committee?
Lawrence was. He wanted to be on. They didn't say who was going to be chief, but all three of them were interested in it.
Okay. But let me ask.
What I thought.
So between Eric, Lawrence, and Jim, did you all select a coordinator or a chair or something?
We don't need to do that. It could just be informal. It doesn't have to be all formal. You know, I mean, either one of us, me, Eric, or Jim, could facilitate or need the discussion. I mean, it doesn't have to be formal.
Can we get a volunteer to facilitate the next meeting? And if Nancy can send you the list of the names and emails of everyone on the programming committee, then y'all work out when you're going to have a meeting and, you know, publish it to the committee and try to write something that elicits interest from other folks and ask the other committee members to join.
Okay.
May I make a suggestion? The three of y'all search on your own and then tell somebody, tell me or tell, you know, when you want to meet or come back to the committee and report. But if y'all are just three going to get together and talk again without having any new information, it's just wasting money.
I'm embarrassed. I really, let me say this. We don't do that. That's not what we're doing. We will have a legitimate meeting, and we will have a meeting that is well-researched and so forth. We're not going to just discuss things. We're going to look for information that we need. I said to you earlier that we were under the impression that we thought there were more people on the committee than three.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to get off the call, and I'm sent.
Not about wasting money.
Feel free to call me. Have your if you want to save the foundation money, use a private conference call rather than loop off.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll let you go.
All right, I
got
to go, guys. I got to cook. I got to cook dinner for my.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Benito.
Thank you, Benito.
So good night, everybody.
Good night.